Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Me'emasai nosnin rishos. We saw earlier that if people forget to participate in an Erev, then they cannot carry in the Chatzer. However, there's an option of doing bittul rishos, in which case one relinquishes their authority to utilize the Chatzer. When can you do bittul rishos? We know that Erevin could only be done on before Shabbos begins. But what about bittul rishos? Beishamai omrim mi b'od yom. Beishamai says this could also be done only before Shabbos. Just like you can't make an Erev on Shabbos, so too you can't do bittul rishos on Shabbos. Uveis Hillel omrim mishecha shecha. Beis Hillel says it could even be done on Shabbos. Namely, on Shabbos, one relinquishes their authority to the Chatzer, and thereby removing the restriction upon carrying in the chatzer for the other residents. Mishinasan reshusa v'hotzi. What if somebody was mevatel reshus, meaning to say they relinquished their authority to carry from their house into the chatzer? They then carry from their house into the chatzer, thereby contradicting their bittel. What is the halacha? The Tanakhama says whether they carried by accident or intentionally, hareze aser. This undoes the bittul rishus, and thereby the prohibition against carrying from the houses into the chatzer is restored. Divrei Reb Meir, this is the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer, Reb Yehuda disagrees. B'mezit oser, certainly if he intentionally carries and violates the bittul, then it becomes prohibited to carry. However, b'shogig eino oser, if he accidentally carried from his house into the chatzer, the bittul rishus remains in effect, and therefore carrying in the chatzer would continue to be permissible. Mishnah Hay, Baal Abayis Shehaya Shutaf L'Shchenim L'Zeh V'Yayin U'L'Zeh V'Yayin Einam Tzrichin L'Arev. We know that in order to carry in a Mavoi, all the members of the Mavoi have to make a Shitufei Muvos, in which they essentially say that they're all moving into one of the Chatzeros, and they do this by each contributing a little bit of food and putting it in one chatzer, and they're thereby, at least symbolically, residents of that chatzer. Since there's only one chatzer, there's no prohibition against carrying in the mavoi. Our Mishnah states that it's possible to have a natural Erev, or a natural Shitufei Muvos. Since our Mishnah is talking about a wine and oil, we're presumably talking about Shitufei Muvos. Erevin have to be made with bread. So the halacha is the following. If anyway, not for Erevin purposes, the members of a Mavoi happen to have been partners in, let's say, a barrel of oil or a barrel of wine, then carrying in that Mavoi is not prohibited. However, that is only if they are all partners in something that could be united, like wine. However, Lazev, Yayin, Lazev, Shemen, if some of them are partners in oil and some are partners in wine, shichin l'ariv, then they would still need to make an erev, or in this case a shitufei muvaos, because wine and oil don't mix. Rabbi Shimon Omer, echad zev echad zeh einam shichin l'ariv. Even if they're partners, some are partners in wine and some are partners in oil, but they're all partners, so then it is permissible. We view them as all dwelling in the same place. It's as though they made a shitufei muvaos. And even though wine and oil doesn't mix, Rabbi Shimon is not bothered by that. And this is l'shitaso in other places in Shas, like the Mishnayos in Tfuliyot.